This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Stephen from Granite Falls is. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Stephen has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What theme park is known as the happiest place on earth?
Disneyland.
Correct. Nirvana released what album in 1993?
Lithium?
No.
Oh, my God. Pass.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez star in which Hulu show?
Pass.
Who was the president of the United States during the American Civil War?
Grant?
No.
Oh, Lincoln.
Correct. What is the first sign of the zodiac?
Aquarius?
No.
Virgo?
No.
Capricorn?
No. What kind of creature is Patrick on SpongeBob?
Starfish.
Yes. What is the golf term for a score for one over par?
Bogey.
Yes. Miso soup originated in what country?
What's that?
Miso soup.
China.
No.
Japan?
Yes.
What?
Steven, you got 5 correct. It was a little hard for me to hear you, but I'm pretty sure you got 5 correct.
You heard Japan, right?
Yes.
I said Japan.
Yes.
Yeah, he did say Japan.
Okay. That gets you 5. You know, I think Steve has this one in the bag.
He's the less fancy version of Steven. So we have Steve.
Did I just walk in on that?
Steve.
Wow, I feel like there was a lot of shade there.
Steve. When I'm called Steven, I know I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
That's Steven.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm rooting for you.
I get that energy from that side of the room.
Yeah.
Now when I look to the right, Steve.
Underdogs. I'm all about the underdogs.
Okay, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Steve.
What theme park is known as the happiest place on earth?
Disney World.
No.
Disneyland?
Yeah, there we go. Nirvana released what album in 1993?
In Utero.
Correct. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. Star in what Hulu show?
Only Murderers in the Building?
No.
Something like that, though, I think. Mm-hmm. Only Murderers?
No.
Murderers in the Building?
No. Who was the president of the United States during the American Civil War?
Abraham Lincoln.
You know it. What is the first sign of the zodiac?
I don't know. Sagittarius?
No.
Cancer?
No.
Aquarius?
No. What kind of creature is Patrick on SpongeBob?
Starfish.
Correct. What is the golf term for a score for one over par?
A birdie?
No.
An eagle?
No.
A bogey?
There we go. Miso soup originated in what country?
Japan.
Yes. Ham, Slinky Dog, and Rex are all characters from what movie?
Toy Story.
Correct. The Space Needle first opened in what decade?
60s.
Wow. Ooh. Correct.
Steve.
It was a little shaky in the beginning, but you ended up getting 8 correct, which is a big win, 8-5. Sorry, Steven.
Wah, wah.
At least you're fancy.
Fancy Steven.
You are so close.
With the only murderer? Is it only murderer?
Shorten it even more.
Murderers in the building.
Only murders in the building.
Only murders.
You can knock it off the murderers.
Shorter. Murderers.
Yeah, you just said it like faster.
You meant shorten the whole sentence, not the word.
Oh.
Cut me some slack. I might not be a Steven and I'm just a Steve, but I was figuring out that it was just a shortened sentence.
I don't think you would have ever figured that out, though, to be honest. Only murderers in the building. And that the first sign of the zodiac is...
Aries.
Yes.
Aries.
Yeah. Danny, I'm impressed you knew that.
Thank you.
Well, congrats, Steve. You still beat Steven.
That's all that matters.
KISW presents...
Oh, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a quick question, because Danny, you're the Disney expert here. So, Disneyland's the happiest place on Earth, but not Disney World.
It's the second happiest.
You know, honestly, I don't know what they call the Magic Kingdom in Disney World.
I figured both were the happiest place on Earth.
I thought so, too. But, you know, at the end of the day, Disneyland, I think they take the cake because they were the original.
That's a whole other argument, but yeah.
Well, Disney's World's Magic Kingdom
is the happiest place on Earth.
That's the most magical place on Earth.
Oh. And then Disneyland is the happiest place.
Correct.
Do you want happiness or do you want magic?
I mean, it's a good question.
Choose your own adventure. You're going to have happiness and magic on October 13th at the Halloween Hullabaloo. And we're all going to be there at the Showwear Center in Kent. Also, Godsmack and Hailstorm are going to be there. And those tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. The lead singer of one of the most iconic rock bands of all time just did a performance that was so bad.
I was listening to it in the other room when Taryn walked in this morning, and she didn't know what was going on other than just by her response was just so priceless, because she just looked at me and goes, what was that? I'm like, that's the lead singer of their band.
Oh, no.
So how bad was it? You're going to hear after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
Journey's lead singer, Arnell Pineda, recently shared that he would quit the band if enough of them texted that he should go.
Huh.
And why was that? Well, it's all because of this performance.
Let's hear it. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
It was at that moment where you turned around while I was listening to this in the other room and said, what was that? And I'm like, that's the lead singer of Journey.
I thought it was someone covering Journey real bad, but
right,
I guess it like, kind of was.
Because, well, he's known for having like such a great voice, and like that's part of why he got the gig, because I think he did like YouTube videos where he was just nailing those performances and hitting those high notes. He did the smart move. He said,
you sing it.
You take over for me. poor guy was just trying. He's just trying to get through it.
He's just
trying to get through it.
There was no recovery.
In all fairness, what? I mean, they played Don't Stop Believing probably last.
Oh, yeah, it was during the encore, I believe.
Right, so it's either the very last song or the second to last song after what, maybe doing an hour and a half to 2 hours of singing. I don't know how singers do it in general. Like, it's just like such a beating on your voice, especially when you're hitting those high notes.
Well, and he did make a statement, and he said, quote, no one more than me in this world feels so devastated about this. It's amazing how 1,000 right things you have done will be forgotten just because of this, and of all the places, it's Rock in Rio, end quote.
Oh, is that that big festival?
Oh, yeah.
And there's like, I think like 100,000 people that go to that thing. So that's even extra crappy for him.
Poor guy.
I don't know if the word poor really. I mean, they're still selling out stadiums. The last thing you need to refer to that guy as is as poor.
He's probably doing just fine. But it was honestly, I thought, is that Axl Rose or something like that? That was my first thought. Was like, is that somebody?
Nothing as bad as that as Axl Live these days.
You know where you are. You are the jungle, man. You're the dad.
I mean, that specific performance I'd put kind of up there with.
Honestly, at first I was like, it's fine. And then when he was trying to hit the high notes, it was a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah. Well, there's always
next. If I was there live, though, I don't think I would have given enough.
No.
You know what I mean? At that point, everyone's singing along, having a great time. It wasn't that awful. I wouldn't text. And who are we texting? I like how he says, if enough people text in, do they have a text line? Like, should, what's his name?
Arnel Pineda.
Should Arnel go? You know, like, what are we doing here?
Well, again, there's always next time. He might recover.
Isn't that why Steve Perry left? Was that his voice could not handle the strains that those Journey songs were putting on him?
You look at a lot of those people, when they get up into their 60s, 70s, they have to modify the way that the song is sung so that they can still perform it without embarrassing themselves.
So he said Arnell's 9 years older than Steve Perry. When Steve was kicked out back in 1998, cut him some slack.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, I don't even think it was all that terrible. I wish I could sing as bad as he did right there.
I would love that too. Be fun at karaoke night. Yesterday, the Seahawks beat the Dolphins. Steve Miggs, you were there to watch that.
It was a blast.
24-3 victory, and we will recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy joins us at 7:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, and you can hear that wherever you listen to your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Good morning, Mitch Levy, on the heels of the Seahawks defeating the Dolphins 24-3 yesterday.
Let's go.
I'd like to tell you about episode 304. Can I tell you about episode 304 of Mitch Unfiltered before we begin?
Yes.
Can I tell you a little bit about it?
It's delayed.
Oh.
What happened?
So I do all this work on Sunday. On Sundays, it's about 6 hours, and I send each of the segments. There's about six segments. It's about between 2 and 3 hours long, the Monday shows. And I send each segment as I finish them to our producer who's in Dallas, Texas, and he puts the whole show together. And then when I wake up to speak to you guys on Monday morning, I go to my phone and I make sure that the episode is out on all podcast locations daily and everywhere I go. It's always there. And I got up this morning to panicked messages from my producer in Dallas. When are you sending the main parts of the show with you and Hotshot Scott? I'm like, you didn't get them? Well, I didn't send them. I forgot to send them.
I thought it was going to be a whole different story. I'm like, how much did you yell at this guy?
Yeah, I'd have to yell at me. So episode 304, it's an award-winning show, but it's not out just yet. And I wrote before I went to sleep, I wrote a tweet that said it'll be out bright and early. Normally it comes out at 5 o'clock in the morning, but Not this week. It'll be out in the next hour, I promise. So you get the fresh stuff, guys.
I was going to say
the Mariners. The Seahawks are 3-0 and on their way, cruising on their way to your 12-5, Miggsy. How do you feel about 12-5?
I'm thinking about switching it to 13-4, baby.
Don't you dare, Miggsy.
I won't.
Don't you dare.
Mitch, I went
never
to the,
beat
I,
anybody yet.
I what? Went to the game yesterday.
You did?
I did. And I have one big takeaway I wanted to share with you. I saw a lot of grown adults wearing sports jerseys. It was bonkers. Both Mariners. I've also saw some Seahawks, of course. Even some Dolphins fans. I even saw someone in a Cowboys jersey.
There's only one thing worse, Danny. There's only one thing worse than like a 57-year-old dude wearing a jersey. There's only one thing worse, and that's the 57-year-old dude is not only wearing a jersey, like a Dan Marino jersey or a Geno Smith jersey, but he's got his own name. He's replaced the Smith name with his own. Oh, that is awful. I mean, that is awful.
Had a jersey that said like Bobinator, and I'm like, what are you doing here? That guy, I almost felt like Mitch. I'm like, you're in your 50s and you're going by Bobinator?
That's a conversation starter, though. Tell us about the Bobinator.
Come on. That's a conversation ender. That's the one guy in the stadium that I'm not going to talk to the entire day. Is the guy that puts his name on the uniform.
It's also awkward because Steve, he doesn't even have Miggsy on the back of his. He has Mitch Levy on the back of his.
Number 69. It's crazy.
Miggsy, you went to the game yesterday? You went and saw my beloved hometown Miami Dolphins. How'd they look? How did my Dolphins look? How bullish and excited should Dolphins fans be? Miggsy, why don't you do the show today?
Dude.
What do you think?
If I'm a Dolphins fan, I might just decide to change teams. It was awful for them. It was terrible. Dude, it was electric, though, man. That place, of course, you know, the stadium is just, it's rocking. It was so freaking loud. We were having a blast. I'd have to say, though, man, the penalties, I don't know how it was watching it on TV, but it was sucking the life out of the stadium. Like, even penalties for and against the Seahawks, people were just, at some point, were like, enough with these freaking penalties. We're looking at our watches. We're like, this game's going to go on until like 6 p.m. with the way things are going.
The period right at the end of the second quarter, right before the half, where it took like 30 minutes to play like two plays, right? The punt ended up fourth and like 39 or punt fourth and four. Yeah, it was awful. 22 penalties accepted, 11 for each side, but that doesn't even include the official stats. Mm-hmm. I don't think include the ones that were declined or not enforced. I think there might have been all told close to 30 penalties in the game. It was not very clean. But hey, 3-0 is 3-0. You can hear Mitch Levy on episode 304. You can hear Mitch Levy complain about the level of opponents. You know, I made this analogy when a fighter, when a boxer. Now you're more of a WWE or something guy, right?
Yeah,
you're one of these wrestlers. Okay,
but it makes when sense because, you know, football is predetermined too. So I understand how it works.
Sure it is. Yeah. Sure it is. So what? So is it going to be 12-5? What is if it's predetermined? What is it going to be? Tell me.
I can't tell you. I don't want to ruin it. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it.
It's a secret. Yeah, it's a secret. So when a guy like, I made this analogy the other day. This is a long time ago, and maybe your audience won't get the reference, but you might remember a boxer by the name of Sugar Ray Leonard. Do you remember the name Sugar Ray Leonard? Okay, so when guys like that go through the Olympics and they win gold medals as amateurs, and then what do they do typically after they win the gold medal as an amateur? They turn pro, and everybody's excited about it, and everybody's going to make money off of these guys, and promoters are going to make money, and so when they start their pro careers, these boxers, after winning like a huge amateur thing like the Olympics, what promoters do is they put tomato cans in there as their opponents for the first two or three or four or six or seven. Because you don't want the kid to lose right out of the gate. You want to build the momentum, build the reputation so that everybody can make a ton of money off of Sugar Ray Leonard. So they don't let Sugar Ray Leonard fight anybody good who can beat him when he becomes a pro for the first like 8 or 10 fights. And then he fights the Roberto Durans and the big. This is what's happened with the Seahawks. Somewhere up there, Don King decided, all right, we're going to give the Seahawks the softest possible starting point. We're going to give them tomato cans who can't beat them. named Bo Nix in the Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots, and Jacoby Brissett, and then a Dolphins team that was supposed to be really good, but they're decimated by injuries. Tua is not going to play. We're going to give the Seahawks the first three opponents, Migsy. They can't beat them. And then on a Monday night in Detroit.
It's going to be a good one.
On a Monday night in Detroit, we'll let the Seahawks out of the cages now and see what they're really all about when the Lions and the Seahawks square off on Monday night. That's
but Mitch, I don't care. A win is a win, and that's all. It's not like we got to choose who we're playing. This is what happens. And also, you remember last season, there were plenty of games where those Seahawks should have beaten certain teams, and we didn't. So I don't care. We're 3-0, and I'm fired up.
Migsy doesn't care, Taryn. He doesn't care.
I heard it too. You can check out Mitch's podcast, episode number 304, coming very soon. Mitch Unfiltered. We're going to have more with Mitch after Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
If you're just joining us this morning, Rockaholics, we are fired up about the Seahawks beating the Dolphins yesterday, 24-3. And we've got our friend on the line, the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can hear that wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy.
Yes. Let me ask you a question, Migsy. Where were you in 1979?
1979, I was in Brooklyn, New York, barely able to walk.
1979. Do you know who won the Super Bowl in the 79 season? If I asked you, you probably could take a guess if you know anything about the NFL in the 70s and be right, actually.
So Cowboys?
That's not a bad guess. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steel Curtain. It was actually their second consecutive Super Bowl win in 1979. Why do I bring it up? Why do I bring up the 1979 Pittsburgh Steelers when you could barely walk in Brooklyn, New York? Well, I'm going to answer that question. It's funny that you ask.
It's like you're reading my mind.
Yes, the 1979 Pittsburgh Steelers started the season. They had a great defense. Mean Joe Green. You remember that name? Mean Joe Green in the Coke commercial. Hey, kid, catch. And he throws his jersey over to the kid in the tunnel. They had a great defense. They started the season 3-0. And in that year, their first three opponents none of them threw for 150 yards in a given game of those first three games, 1979. Now, that was a different time, Taryn. That was when people ran the ball. They didn't throw it a lot. But still, it was a great accomplishment by the 79 Steelers to go 3-0 to start the season and not allow any of those three opponents to throw for 150 yards. I'm losing Migsy right now, so I'll get to the point. It hasn't happened since. Until the 2024 Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks are the first team since 1979 to start 3-0 and hold their opponents, all of them, to less than 150 yards passing. There's your history lesson of the day, your NFL history lesson of the day. Professor Levy here. How about that?
So what does that mean, do you think, for Monday Night Football coming
up?
What do we got to do? What do we got to do to make it 4-0 when we travel to Detroit to take on the Lions?
Ooh, it's going to be a tough one, Taryn. It's going to be a tough one. This is literally a step up in grade, a step up in opponent. The Lions are really, really good. I'm really thrilled that the Seahawks are playing this game on Monday night. Not because I expect them to win. I'll probably project them to lose, although they've played well in Detroit the last 2 years. I think they beat them both last year and the previous year, and they played them in Detroit both times. But this is a really good litmus test, if you want to call it that. I mean, we're going to find out a lot more about the Seahawks on Monday night than we have found out in the previous 3 weeks. I mean, that's just the fact. They have not played a very good opponent yet. They're playing a really solid one on Monday night in their place in the Detroit Lions. The Lions have a great defensive line. They've got a guy named Aiden Hutchinson who's already got 6.5 sacks. He's going to line up against the terrible right side of the Seattle Seahawks. That could be really, really ugly. The Detroit Lions have a very good offensive line, and the Seahawks have had the best defense in the NFL the first 3 weeks, but we just don't know. We don't know how legit it is. I mean, we think it's pretty good. It's definitely pretty good. It might be really, really good. And that's what we find out on Monday night. So I'm really excited to see them face Jared Goff, some really good receivers, some really good running backs, an offensive line. I mean, this is gonna tell a lot of the story of whether Miggsy's 12-5 should become 13-4, or whether Miggsy's 12-5 should become 10-7 or 9-8.
Some texts are just saying 16-1. Who would you say is the MVP of the game for you? I know I saw some people, obviously a lot of people talking about Zach Charbonnet and how great he played, but yes. I mean, I feel like there were just so many standouts on defense, from Derek Hall to, I mean, Boye Mafe, and then also Dotson as well, I thought was great.
I think the single most exciting element of the Seattle Seahawks through the first three games is clearly on defense, and they've got a number of young edge rushers. Edge rushers are at a premium in the NFL. We love guys who can rush the quarterback, right? And so last year, this guy, Boye Mafe, popped last year in his second year, number 53. And in his rookie year last year, again, Derek Hall, you just mentioned him from Auburn, did very little.
Right.
Did very little to kind of rationalize and vindicate the selection of him out of Auburn. Well, in the early going this year, Derek Hall this year looks a little like Boye Mafe last year. So you've got Mafe, you've got Derek Hall. And I would just say, as we wrap up, just remember one thing, that when Chenna and Wosu, you remember that name, Miggsy?
Yes.
When Chenna and Wosu got hurt last year, he might have been their best defensive player at the time of his injury. And he's an edge guy. And he's coming back either against Detroit or the next week. So they've just got now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to rushing the quarterback. I'm very excited to see what those young guys will continue. So Derek Hall is my answer to your question.
Yeah.
I would call Derek Hall the MVP, my MVP-O of the game-O yesterday. I guess
it was so great. It was so fun watching him out there.
I'm glad that you went.
Rockaholics, if you're not already following Mitch Levy on X, his handle is @Mitch_Seattle. And stay tuned. That 304 episode, Mitch Unfiltered, is coming out very soon. You can get it out wherever you get your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch, we'll talk to you next week. Go Hawks.
Well, if you guys aren't on vacation, we'll talk next week. That'd be good.
You know, we might take Tuesday off just to piss you off.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you will.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He's currently 264 wins, 75 losses, and 46 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.